grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. Dom and Crute are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I want to thank James Santel, my good friend, former U.S. attorney, for the generosity of his time and appearance right here. And I want to welcome back a fine sponsor, another good friend. He's Gordy Kopke, Kopke's Greenhouses. The summer of love's over, Gordy. Returning to fall, man.
Yeah, unfortunately it is, but that's Wisconsin for you.
Gordy, what's fall mean for the greenhouse business, for Kopke's Greenhouse? What's that mean for you?
Well, during the course of the summer, a lot of people's baskets and their planters and their garden gets a little sad looking toward September. And so we offer a chance to spruce up your patios and your yards with some fine mums and decorative grasses and gourds and pumpkins and whatever you want to decorate with in the fall. We have it at our farm.
My wife loves the mums. The mums are the little flowers, but there's a lot of them.
Oh, there's many colors and different size of flowers, actually. Yeah.
And unlike the cut flowers, I often buy my wife the cut flowers, but the mums, you keep them. You don't cut them and they don't die readily.
That's true. You can keep them on the patio for quite some time. They're frost hardy and bloom well into late October.
Frost hardy. That's good here in the state of Wisconsin. Now, Gordy, I got to ask you, if are people still growing stuff in the gardens, or is it a little late for produce at this point?
Most of the people are just picking up the fall stuff that they planted in the spring, that they do their own vegetables. The main things now, I suppose, are like the Brussels sprouts and your fall broccoli that they're harvesting.
Oh, I don't like either of those things. No wonder why I don't have a garden at this time of year. Gordy, I understand you're expanding the garden down at Kopke's Greenhouse. So why are you expanding, Mike?
Oh, business has been booming this last couple of years. And in order to supply our customers with the quality plants that they need, we decided to put up another half-acre range of greenhouses in the back 40 there.
And Gordy, sometimes in the past, as you guys have had success, you've had to go get other sort of plants and inventory from other growers. But you'd rather grow the stuff yourself, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. We have a very tight control on the quality. And sometimes when we run out of a particular product, the quality that we like to present to our customers may not be up to our standards. And so the best option for us is to grow it ourselves.
Now, Gordy, I've seen some sad-looking plants. And I'm not saying any of the Gordy's Kopke's Greenhouse plants are sad-looking plants. At least you're watering them, Gordy. But... You know, I've seen some sad looking. Don't worry about a little water. A little spilled water, it makes the stuff grow. The other greenhouses, what would be the difference, Gordy? I mean, how do some greenhouses let sort of less healthy inventory out? Is it they don't grow it long enough? They don't have the right conditions? Why do you think your plants are better?
Well, we are Wisconsin's largest grower that grows and sells what we grow. Most of the other greenhouses in the area grow very little product of what they sell. They get it from other growers, and when you get stuff that's shipped in quite a ways, it doesn't get taken care of in the way it should be, and it tends to not have the adequate shelf life it needs.
Now, Gordy, you guys don't have like a corn maze or any of the big events, but how about like pumpkins and stuff? You do the pumpkins, right?
Oh, we got a great selection of pumpkins this year. We've got these that they're my favorite. They've got knobs all over them. We call them the Warty Gordies.
The Warty Gordies.
Yeah, and they got bumps all over them. They look pretty ghoulish just as they are. You don't even need to carve them.
Gordy, is it possible your staff's perhaps giving you a hard time with the Warty Gordies? You didn't call them that, did you?
Actually, I did not. They were named by some of my staff.
Gotcha. I'm not sure if those staff like you so much. Are they former staffers?
No. I got a great crew out there. Good sense of humor.
You do. And I've been out to the greenhouse many times. I think my buddy Luke, the news guy here, is going out for some mums for mom this weekend. But I've been out many times, and I've been impressed by the friendliness. The people seem happy. They're happy selling us plants. And I've seen it when it was pretty busy, and yet they're still smiling at me, Gordy.
We've come across a few disgruntled people before, so we let them go work for the competition.
Gordy, obviously, it's been a strange environment with the pandemic going on. And when I first came out to your greenhouse, and I think that was last year during the course of the pandemic, my first thought was, whew, it's safe here. We're outdoors. Effectively, we're not, for the most part, there was plenty of inventory to inspect with open spaces. And, you know, I just wonder, how's the pandemic working out? I know at first you guys were trying to do some curbside and got to be a little too much. But how are people reacting? Are they still feeling comfortable shopping in your greenhouse environment during this pandemic?
Yeah, it's a very comfortable atmosphere. Most of our stuff we keep outside in the parking area, actually, that we've expanded so that people can shop outside with me feeling congested. And 90-some percent of our customers, even though we have an outdoor atmosphere, still wear a mask.
That's very courteous of them. Gordy, are you still doing the farmer's market? I haven't been up there in like 6 weeks. Is the farmer's market still going on at this time? When's that end?
The farmer's market goes through November. We've been doing a few. We won't be there this Saturday because the art fair is on the square, but we will be up there the first Saturday of October.
I thought you were going to tell me you were going up there because the Badgers are playing Notre Dame in Chicago, and maybe you're taking a road trip this weekend.
No, but I do have tickets for the Michigan game.
Oh, that's next weekend.
Yes.
So early, you do the selling of the produce.
Right.
And then you go to the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to make time for all things. Here in the great state of Wisconsin, that's Gordy Kopke from Kopke's Greenhouse. Gordy, anything people could inspect online, or do they need to come out to the greenhouse to see current inventory and find the mums and whatever the case may be?
We don't have an online presence as far as inventory or availability. Things change daily. We get quite a few customers in, and they sort through the stuff that we have. And sometimes we'll run out of a particular product. Like today, I'm out there trying to round up corn stalks from one of my neighbors so we can sell the corn shocks. So that's what I'm working on now.
Gordy, what if someone comes out there and tells you, I heard you on Devil Radio on Friday. Is there any special somethings you could point them towards? The better mums, the better corn stalks?
No, they're all high.
Oh, man, I want an inside deal just for our listeners.
Hey, come on out. You see, the quality is unbelievable. Prices are very reasonable, and we have a tremendous selection of decorating pumpkins and gourds.
Gordy, the smartest thing I did all year, I bought every woman in my life beautiful flowers from Kopke's Greenhouse for Mother's Day. Every single one of them, as near as I can tell, still has those beautiful flowers.
Ah, you're a good man, Crute.
Well, I'm not so dumb, Gordy. I learned something from you, my friend. Gordy Kopke, Kopke's Greenhouse. Tell them where to find you.
We're on Sandhill Road, 2 miles northeast of Oregon. You can't miss us if you can find us out on Sandhill. Our hours are weekdays 9 to 6 and weekends 9 to 5.
Thank you, James Santel. A fine co-devil. Monday, Earl Ingram Jr. is going to be my fine co-devil, and it's Devil Radio Day. I will be at Herbal Aspect doing a live event. Stick around. My Monday co-host, Earl, is next. Have a great weekend. Go Badgers. Go Packers. Go Brewers.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
What, Seahorse Seashell Party? Who didn't invite me?
Are you Roman Catholic? Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you can't come.